From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of October 22, 2012. This week, we get an introduction to the work of College of William & Mary geologist Chuck Bailey and student John Hollis, who are studying rocks along the North Anna River in central Virginia for clues to the history of ancient earthquakes and to where future quakes may occur. Have a listen for about 2 minutes to this excerpt from the college's video, Looking for Earthquakes, From the Riverbed to the Research Lab.
I'm Chuck Bailey, a William & Mary geology professor, and we're here along the banks of the North Anna River. And as you can hear from the water tumbling over the falls behind me, we are in a region where the rocks are sticking out of the river forming rapids. This is a fall zone. And the fall zone in this part of Virginia is underlain by a series of busted, broken, faulted rocks. One of the things that I study is how rocks are deformed. I also want to understand sort of when they were deformed and potentially apply that to understanding things like why we may have earthquakes that are still occurring in central Virginia, a region far from any known tectonic boundary.
What we have preserved here are faults that record the opening of the Atlantic Ocean and the building of the Appalachian Mountain chain. From those, we can extrapolate to modern data and look at earthquakes in the central Virginia seismic zone.
In essence, a paleo earthquake caused such frictional heating that the rock around it melted and then instantly recrystallized into this glass. If the mineralogy there is good, then we can use these as a way of dating this paleo earthquake. And this was a monster earthquake, probably at least a magnitude 7.
Virginia is truly riddled with faults that by most logic we would consider to have been ancient faults. However, the earthquake last August, I think, sort of kicked us in the pants and shook us up a little bit in the sense that actually some of these faults are still active. The trouble is we don't know which ones are active and which ones are old, dead, extinct faults. So one of the reasons that John and I have been investigating the fall zone rapids at North Anna is to see, can we identify old faults, younger faults, and even younger faults? So we've done the work on the ground. We know the geometry of these things. We know how they cut each other. We are learning a lot now about their structure microscopically. The next thing we're going to do is pay attention to their detailed chemistry and then actually use a number of sort of chemical techniques to try to determine when they last slipped. So that to me is an important component in this research going into understanding, you know, how and why we had these intraplate earthquakes that still sort of can rock eastern North America.
The fall line or fall zone along Virginia's rivers helped shape the history of human settlement in the Commonwealth. Through modern scientific study of fall line geology and chemistry, this distinctive geographic feature now is helping shape our understanding of the much older history of earthquakes in eastern Virginia. Thanks to the College of William & Mary for permission to use this week's sounds. For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia Water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.